Hello, everyone. Thanks for checking out this special and exclusive episode of the Extra Rounds podcast. My name is Mike Dice, and my co-host, as always, is Elias Cepeda. We typically stream the show live Wednesday afternoons on the Sports Illustrated MMA Facebook page, but sometimes we have too many interviews, too many fighters we want to talk to, and it won't fit in our time slot. So instead of letting these interviews go to the wayside, we decided to start uploading extra interviews for our fans to listen to right here. You could consider these episodes real extra rounds. With the UFC hosting a doubleheader on Saturday, we ran into such a situation. We had too many interviews to fit the time slot. We had Brian Caraway that we wanted to talk to. We also talked to the main event of UFC Belfast, Gegard Mousasi and Uriah Hall. In this episode, we'll talk to the fighters in the main event of the second event on Saturday in Sao Paulo, Brazil, Ryan Bader and Lil Nog. First, let's talk to Ryan Bader. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Hey, Mike. Good. How are you doing?
Thanks for taking the time out to talk to us during what I can only imagine is a busy week for you.
No, for sure.
Hey, Ryan, it's Elias. You took this fight on short notice. Were you itching to get back in there, or did you just like the idea of another challenge, another paycheck, unexpectedly? Or do you just like scrapping so much that you're always down to fight?
It was one of those things where, we were coming off a fight already, and it was a couple weeks after that, and, got the offer to fight Lil Nog. So, it was just one of those things where I said, hey, why not? Let's do it. It was 7 weeks away. It was right before the holidays, everything like that. So it just made sense. I was already in shape. Why not? Already in shape and healthy, so why not just continue that?
An extra paycheck before Christmas doesn't hurt either, does it?
Oh, for sure. That always doesn't suck. So, I got three young kids, so it's always nice to spend Thanksgiving and Christmas with them.
Ryan, you're taking on a lot in this fight, not just a good opponent, but one you've beaten before. So there seems like at least a small chance that you'd sleep on the guy a bit, especially considering how much you've improved over the years since you last fought him. And you're also fighting in hostile territory in Brazil. Is any of that stuff things that you've reflected on at all?
No, because every fight you have pressure and you want to go in there and do well, you want to perform well, all that kind of stuff, and so it's nothing different here. I'm expecting the best Nogueira that's ever fought, and I've trained for that and I'm ready for that. So it's, being in a hostile territory, any of the stuff like that is fine for me. I've done it my whole career. I traveled around the world. My last fight was in Germany and Europe, and I was fighting a European, so they were definitely going for him, so it'll be a little more crazy here, but nothing I haven't seen already.
Speaking of which, you fought a Brazilian in Brazil before. Is it as daunting as fans make it out to be?
They're yelling at you and saying you're going to die in Portuguese and all that, but you know what? You can't understand it anyway, so it is what it is. People are just, booing you or, yelling, whatever. For me, energy is energy. It's one of those things where, they're passionate about MMA, and I'll get pumped up regardless if it's quiet or if people are yelling against me or yelling for me.
You mentioned fighting overseas a lot. Is that something that you enjoy doing, or you enjoy traveling, or is it just frustrating?
Yeah, here and there, we asked for the one in Germany. This one was just one of the things where I was filling in. So take what you can get, but I don't mind it. The traveling and going with your team, you're all in the same mind frame. You don't have a bunch of family and friends, that are there that are in a different, state of mind. And so, for me, it's just buckling down and we get it done. We travel, get to see new places, fight in front of a new crowd. It's a cool experience.
Do you make it a point to get out and see the city and enjoy the free travel,
or is it just all business?
I usually stay, a day later or something. I'm not in Brazil, but our flight doesn't leave till, late on Sunday night, we walk around. They got great food here, try different, food spots and see what they have to, the cool things around. So, for us, it's not only, we're getting to fight here in front of a new crowd, we're getting to see new places. I've been to Australia a couple times, just fought in Sweden, Japan, all over the world. So, cool experience.
Where's the favorite place that you've gone to fight?
Oh, two come out. Is Japan is one of them. I fought Rampage in Japan. We fought 10 o'clock in the morning. It was a huge name, beat him, and got to enjoy a couple of days in Japan. And then another one was Australia, one of my first big fights. I was fighting Jardine. And my ASU wrestling teammates, Cam Velasquez and CBWA, were both on that card, and we all won and, you know, went to Bondi Beach afterwards and celebrated a little bit. So there's been a lot of good times, but those two were probably my favorite.
Ryan, we've read interviews of yours where you talk about how you fought tentatively, focused on the takedown in your first fight with Nogueira because you felt you had to. And now that you have the stand-up skill improvement to take it to him anywhere, you might change your approach a bit. You certainly have improved a lot with your striking, but is there another part of you that thinks, hey, why change a winning formula in a matchup and invite new risk in?
Yeah, no, I think I'm fine wherever this fight goes. And so that's, you know, I really don't have a game plan going in. You know, I feel like if I want to take him down, I can. But it's not such a necessity as it was when I fought him the first time, when all I had was an overhand right and I didn't really know what I was doing at all. You know, and so it's just one of the things. I'll go out there and feel it out and see where it goes.
You've worked so hard to improve your striking. Where do you think your striking skills rank now amongst the best in the division?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where it, if you look at it like as a technical aspect of it, as far as you know, fluidity and technicalities and stuff like that, you know, I might not be the best, but you know, I have my little tricks, and you know, and I have a good jab, and you know, I'm surprisingly faster than a lot of people think, and so I feel like I'm up there with some of the best. Maybe not as far as you're looking at me technically, but just getting the job done.
Now, you kind of touched on this a little bit earlier. We haven't really seen Nogueira this healthy in a long time. Because of that, are you expecting a different Nogueira than we've seen in recent years?
Yeah, I mean, I'm expecting the best Nogueira. You know, that's my mind frame looking at it. And that's how you got to approach every fight. I'm expecting the best. You know, as far as since we fought 6 years ago or whatnot, I feel like I've improved way more drastically than he has in that time, you know, and I feel like I'm going to bring new tools to the table. And so, but yeah, I'm expecting the best Nogueira that we've seen for sure.
Now, obviously, striking is a clear example of an area that you've improved in, but is there another area of your game where you've made great strides that maybe we haven't noticed yet?
Yeah, just overall, you know, and in jiu-jitsu also, you know, I do a lot of jiu-jitsu, and people don't really see a lot of that from me, you know, in a fight, because, you know, I kind of use a lot of the dominant wrestling positions and whatnot, but, you know, I think people would be surprised at my jiu-jitsu also, but it's really just rounding out my game and making it all flow together. I feel I've progressed a ton in.
Improving in so many different disciplines and areas of your game has to have a positive mental effect. Is that the case?
Oh, yeah. You know, I used to go out there and when it would start on your feet, I'd be like, all right, I just got to punch this guy in the face. That's all I knew, you know, and it's just, and it's crazy looking back. You know, now I know what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to set it up. I'm using my jab. You know, I didn't have anything. I didn't have a jab at all. So I was just trying to hit somebody with an overhand right hand, you know, right hand. You know, so it's definitely easier going in these fights knowing that I have, you know, all right, plan A, then plan B, plan C, D, and proficient in any, you know, wherever the fight goes, you know. Yeah, it's definitely one of those things that helps you mentally going into fights.
I don't think anybody's ready to say that Daniel Cormier has cleared out the division, but there's not that many people in the rankings between you and him that he hasn't fought yet. If this fight goes your way, are you next in line for the title shot?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, I always feel like I'm right there regardless, you know, and, you know, if you look at my last fights, I think 6 out of my last 7 fights I've won, you know, and I'm right there at all times. And so, you know how this whole thing goes now, you never know, but, I'm just going to keep my head down and, go out there and try to be free, let loose, and have fun with it. And I feel like that's when I fight my best. That's when I get stoppages and whatnot. And that's what gets you, you know, garners you a title shot. You know, being exciting, getting those wins also.
You talk about other things that go into getting a title shot. You and Daniel Cormier had a moment where you exchanged some words. That footage is sitting there waiting to be put into a UFC promo. Is that animosity between the two of you still there, or has it kind of died down?
Well, yeah, I mean, we kind of just forgot about it, you know, me more so, as far as, you know, I was preoccupied with, you know, however many fights I've had since then, you know. And so it's one of those things when Gustin got the title shot, when he came off a knockout loss, you know, it was one of those things where I'm like, all right, I got to stop thinking about this, you know. Obviously, they don't want me in there. I'm not going to get this. So let's move on and just do, you know, control what I could control. And that was the fights in front of me. And so I'm kind of the same right now. You know, I'm not going to be thinking about it and like, oh, I need to win this. I need to do this to get this title shot. It's more so like I'm going to go out there, have fun, open up and take risks and let the chips fall where they may.
Thank you for taking the time out to talk to us. Best of luck to you in your fight this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
There you have it. Ryan Bader taking some time out to talk to us during fight week. Let's talk to his opponent in the main event of the card, Lil Nog, who's speaking to us with the help of a translator. First of all, thank you for taking the time out to join us. How are you? Now, the build-up to this fight has been marred by pullouts. You were originally scheduled to fight Alexander Gustafsson. He's pulled out. You've been scheduled to fight him a few times, and he's pulled out. How frustrating has that been?
Ele falou que essa luta foi meio marcada pelo Gustafsson cair, né? Se lesionar e o Ryan Bader entrar. E é frustrante para você esse processo de não poder lutar com o Gustafsson. É diferente, porque eu já estava treinando com um cara maior, e aí é diferente. Acho que até é um pouco diferente. Mas o bom é que pelo menos eu já estava treinando. Yeah, it's a little bit different because I was training for Gustafsson. It's a different style, different strategy, but at least I was already in training, so I was already in that process.
Now, it's been a long time since you fought Ryan Bader way back at UFC 119. How have you grown as a fighter since then?
E como é que o Ryan Bader mudou? Como é que ele cresceu desde aquela tua última luta?
Ele está pouco melhor, né? No site, desculpa mais, só pouco melhor. Mas eu acho que naquela época ele mais explosivo, ele tinha mais velocidade.
Yeah, I think he improved his stand-up. He's more confident in his punches. He's kicking more, but I do feel that he was maybe quicker back then.
You've struggled with injuries in recent years. What's helped you get to a point where it seems like you're consistently healthy now?
Yeah, as lesões que você teve nos últimos anos, o que você fez para estar na saúde que você está hoje em dia, para estar saudável?
Muita psicoterapia, duas horas.
It's a lot of physical therapy. I go through about 2 hours a day of physical therapy. That's where we'll get me to this point.
He's had such a legendary career. Nobody would have blamed him if he would have hung it up as he was struggling through all those injuries. What kept motivating him to work at getting back into the cage?
Você teve uma carreira lembrada, né? O que te fez ainda se motivar de ir para a fisioterapia tanto para voltar a lutar, para voltar ao estado que você tinha antes? It's my desire to always be fighting the best. You know, there's still a lot of good guys that I want to face in this division. There's a lot of high level guys, so you have to be at the highest level yourself. So that's what motivated me to go out and get better.
Who are some of the high-level guys that he still wants to face?
Practically everyone in the top 10. I mean, there's a lot of guys to mention.
If he's focused on fighting the top 10, does that mean he's gearing up for another run at the title?
Você pensa em ainda disputar o cinturão, você está só focado em lutar com os melhores para depois?
Acho que não é que a chance do cinturão ela vem muito dependendo da forma como você termina. Eu acho que um grande nocaute ele muda tudo. Por exemplo, o El Romero agora deu nocaute já está, lá na disputa de cinturão, então vai depender muito das minhas próximas performances, mas com certeza eu quero.
I think that currently in the UFC, getting a title shot depends a lot on how you finish fights. We saw Yael Romero, how he ended the fight this past weekend, and he's right there at a title shot. So it's going to really depend on how I finish my fights and how I perform.
But obviously, I want to make a run for it.
You've said there are nuances to the stand-up striking game that you have to explore and test Bader in, especially since he's improved his hands a bit and has confidence there. Do you anticipate that he'll be a little in love with his boxing and want to stand with you a bit too much?
Você falou um pouco da trocação do Bader. Você acha que já que ele deu uma melhorada, você acha que ele vai querer ficar em pé e trocar com você? Ele vai estar mais empolgado, né? Eu acho que ele vai tentar, mas ele não vai conseguir. I think that he's going to try, but he's not going to be able to.
Rogério, you've said that in Pride you didn't fight many wrestlers, and you certainly didn't fight in a cage there, and that you focused a lot on wrestling, getting up, wall walking. What were some of the biggest keys to you learning how to do that, wrestle up well? Is it a mentality thing or a matter of technique?
É, ele falou que no Pride você não encaixa muito de wrestling, né? Não era no cage, então era diferente, mas o que fez você assim, ir atrás de melhorar no wrestling e realmente melhorar, ficar melhor?
Últimas que eu fiz foram com um cara de alto nível de wrestling, né? Então, e pra lutar com o sketch e treinar bastante wrestling, então, bem melhorado no wrestling durante os últimos 4 anos.
Yeah, my last five fights were against high-level wrestlers, so, you know, I needed to go out there and get better with my wrestling, so I've been working on that for the past 2 years.
Is it a mental thing or is it a technical thing when it comes to the wrestling?
É uma coisa psicológica ou uma coisa técnica no wrestling? It's technical.
The UFC was concerned about booking you to main event because of your rash with injuries. You're back in the main event and in Brazil nonetheless. How good does that feel?
Ele falou que bem, né, uma vez disse que hesitava em colocar você numa luta principal por causa das lesões e tudo mais, mas como é que é você estar de volta numa luta principal e aqui?
Eu acho que eu tinha uma fase de 3 anos atrás, onde eu realmente me fiquei impressionado. Eu tirei a razão dele por falar isso. Eu tive 3 anos que saí, 3 lutas grandes, né? Então, agora, exatamente, tem me tratando mais. E acho que, graças a Deus, né? não tem nenhuma lesão. Então, para mim, bom lutar, operativo, fazer um ano principal, conseguir fazer todo o meu game e estar em boa fase, é um momento especial. Né?
Yeah, I had a phase that I got injured quite a bit about 3 years ago. I had to pull out of 3 big fights, so it's not unreasonable for Dana to say that. But thankfully, right now, I recovered and I went after it. I'm in a good phase, and I'm here fighting the main event, which I'm very happy to be doing in Brazil.
And last question. You know, we saw a huge event at UFC 205. We've seen some big events like UFC 200. Does he enjoy fighting in Brazil over maybe being involved in one of those bigger events?
É, ele falou que teve o grande evento lá em Nova York, né? Tiveram alguns eventos grandes esse ano. Você prefere lutar aqui no Brasil ou preferia ter feito parte de um desses eventos grandes?
Bom, eu tenho lutado bem aqui no Brasil. Eu gostei, né? Comecei a lutar aqui no passado só. Gostei dessa situação do Brasil, do lado da minha torcida.
I like fighting in Brazil, and I had my first experience last year in the UFC fighting here, and I like this. I like fighting in front of my fans, so I enjoy fighting here.
Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you. Have a good day.
There you have it. We heard from Ryan Bader. We heard from Little Nog, the two fighters in the main event of UFC Fight Night 100 in Sao Paulo, Brazil, taking time out to talk to us during fight week. We really appreciate it. We really appreciate you for checking out this special episode of the Extra Rounds podcast. We're going to continue to do things like this when we have extra interviews that we can't quite fit into the live show. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, make sure to watch Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Central on the Sports Illustrated MMA Facebook page, and make sure to rate and review the podcast on either iTunes or Google Play. We'd very much appreciate it. And until next time.